are here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in this gorgeous place called Whistler, British Columbia. This place is amazing, guys. Amazing. And even the drive from Vancouver, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And there's a picture around every corner. But anyway, we digress. We're talking about something else amazing this year conference, and we are here with Central One's very own Kelly Latzel and Steve Faust. How are you guys?
Great, thanks. Good.
Yeah, great.
You're welcome. How's the conf? I know we're just starting out, but I always ask, how's the conference going?
Great so far. Yeah, yeah. Just day one.
Yeah, no, it's been a great morning so far. Interesting keynote speakers and everything. It's been great.
Right on. Any expectations? I mean, you guys were neighbors, actually, so good to have you as a neighbor. Any expectations for the show this year?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm relatively new to Central One, so I'm really looking forward to kind of getting to know the different members that are here and hearing the voice directly from these customers and being able to kind of influence and educate them on where we're going, what our vision is for modernization and payments from a Central One perspective. So I think it's a really great opportunity for myself anyway to get introduced into the network.
Indeed. Nice segue there, Steve. We're talking about payments modernization.
Yes.
About what's, this is the topic. So what exactly, I mean, it's a kind of a broad term, but it's something that's on everybody's mind these days, especially those in the financial services industry. So what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you guys? Payments modernization.
Yeah, you want to kick it off?
Sure. Steve, go for it.
Yeah, so I mean, from my perspective anyway, I think it's a great opportunity from an industry to reevaluate where the technology sits and how we can then kind of come up with new solutions and overlay services to change the way that we interact with our customers. And so right now, from a modernization perspective, there's a number of pillars that are at play. So one is, how do we look at enhancing things around the new real-time rail, which is kind of taking email money transfer to the next level? What types of new services can be built onto that to add value to the underlying clients? With another leg of modernization is looking at how enhanced reporting can be introduced into the payments stream. And so things like ISO 20022 and what that means for the future of banking within Canada. And then more kind of longer term, it's changing the underlying foundational layers for EFT and looking at the SOE that Payments Canada has put forward, as well as changing that large value transfer system and links on a go-forward basis. So it's really looking across the board and giving the credit union system and the banking system an opportunity to move to new technologies and then to create and generate new value add propositions for our clients through the services that we can then turn on for them within the digital and payments ecosystem.
Goodness gracious, there's a lot to that. But I mean, there's a lot to this. I mean, and so why is this so important to credit unions these days? Is it, and then there's the big relevancy thing. So, and also we just got to keep moving forward with technology, right?
Definitely. So for credit unions in Canada, they all clear right now through the group clear. So Central One plays that function for the credit unions within Canada.
Okay.
So a big piece of what our role is as a group clear is to ensure that credit unions stay informed and engaged on what's happening with payments modernization. A big piece of their competitive positioning will be what consumers are demanding because of modernization that's happening to Canada. Mm-hmm. So everyone is going to be making change. There'll be a lot of more real-time, instantaneous payments that'll be coming to us as consumers. And consumers will demand that from their banking associations. So for credit unions, that really means that they need to keep pace with that change.
Right.
And us as a central to really ensure that they have the tools and the support they need to be able to do so.
This is a consumer driven thing, right? Because it's because everybody else is doing modern payments type stuff. So credit unions got to keep up with the Joneses, basically, right?
Definitely. Yeah. We definitely think that people will demand. Sort of the best thing we can liken it to is really e-transfer. When e-transfer came into Canada, it was not many people used it. Like, is this really going to be a thing? And now e-transfer is very common. The consumers are demanding it. So as a financial institution, you want to be able to offer your membership the ability to do banking like they want to do banking. And so e-transfer now is very common. All credit unions are offering e-transfer, a big shift from only a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely think Payments Mod will introduce new payment types, more real-time opportunities for consumers. It'll be demanded. So you want to retain those deposits. You want to be able to have a comprehensive competitive offering. You want to keep pace with the new things that consumers are going to be demanding.
Indeed. And so, go ahead.
Well, and as you say, and really I think it provides us the opportunity there to lay a foundational layer that can make it easy for payments to be processed, but also then afford the credit unions an opportunity to potentially layer on different overlay services where they can potentially differentiate by plugging into our foundational payment processing layer at the back end.
Yeah, you were just almost answering my question, because I say, what do credit unions need to do to get there, to modernize the payment system behind it all right here?
Yeah, and so I mean, I think what we're looking at doing from a strategic perspective anyway is really building out that base payments processing functionality that will hook into the underlying rails with the central banks. And so then at least there's that core component, core capability that we're offering, and also making it so it has open access so that you can leverage digital solutions that we're putting forward from a Central One perspective, as well as potentially looking at other fintechs that can then plug into our foundational layer to enable for the core payment processing capabilities, but having digital client, different digital client experiences depending on which market you're in.
So how huge is this for credit unions? I mean, because there's obviously a huge value for this, because I've given the example a number of times about my credit union being really on top of it with technology, and it gives me a lot of faith in that they know what's going on, especially with the technology and even cybersecurity type of stuff. So doing something like this, I would think, would provide a lot of value in their members' eyes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think what Steve was talking about before is us as that group clear. Behind the curtain, I guess, a lot of credit unions have been saying you're finally making payments sexy. For a lot of years, nothing's
really,
nothing's really happened within payments, and this is really changing the landscape for the payments industry. Yeah. I think a big function that the credit unions have is we operate as a group, so every credit union through the group structure connects directly into the Payments Canada network, and so by streamlining that process for the credit unions, they can sort of plug and play more easily to be able to offer that differentiated experience, and then we'll take care of making sure that they can connect in an effective, scalable way to keep costs down and make it really efficient for them to be able to offer their services and offer a breadth of opportunity for their membership. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. We are in exciting times indeed. Steve, you want to add
something? No, I mean, I think you covered a lot of it. And I think one of the other kind of elements that we really want to kind of showcase as it relates to modernization is just how we're really ingrained in the process of modernization with Payments Canada and with the industry, and we want to be here for the memberships so that if they have concerns or questions, that we're providing that open line of communication, and we're able to provide thought leadership around where we're going to go from a Central One perspective, but also where those credit unions may want to go, and that we're here to support them in along the journey, and that we have it well in hand as it relates to what it is that we need to do to provide them with a leading edge payment platform to facilitate their business as they go forward. And so that's really what we're trying to get out there.
Indeed. And perspective. And this is something that has to be done yesterday, basically, to maintain relevancy. Is that correct?
Well, I think there's still time. Payments Canada is working with their roadmap, and some things have been extended out. So there is definitely more flexibility than there was initially when Payments Canada launched their roadmap. I think things for credit unions to really think about is, what is their banking system? Do they need to make changes to their banking system to accommodate for real-time payment? What are their processing pieces? How are they going to provide a differentiated member experience? What are the things that their membership's looking for? So some things we're encouraging credit unions to think about is, who is your membership? Do you have a lot of small business? Do you have a lot of agricultural pieces? So what are the sort of payment types or frequencies that your membership are really going to be looking for as things modernize? And then really kind of delve into that as what your capabilities need to be to support them in that.
Mm-hmm. Exciting stuff, guys. Exciting stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Steve,
thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much. Kelly, I apologize. I just brain freeze on your name. So Kelly, thank you so much. This is stuff that's changing so fast. So keep up the good work, guys. Appreciate the time.